Monday night, Claire Martin is here at 11 o'clock with Jazz Lineup, but now at 10, it's time for this week's World Roots with Lucy Duran.
We don't usually think of the Edinburgh International Festival as a place to hear world music, but if you come here, as I've done, you'll always find something going on, whether it's in the theatre, in dance, or on the concert stage. This year's been no exception, and from the epic retelling of 1001 Nights with actors and musicians from across the Arabic-speaking world to a Korean version of Shakespeare's The Tempest, it's been a wonderfully diverse programme. In 2011, the Edinburgh Festival has focused particularly on the many cultures of Asia, and we've come to hear some of the musicians that have visited the city. We'll have music from acclaimed Indian sarod player Amjad Ali Khan in concert. And also, I'll be speaking to Vietnamese choreographer Ea Sola. But we start with the deliciously resonant sound of the Sindhi sarangi from Rajasthan in northwest India. It's a squat-shaped fiddle with loads of strings that are stopped from the side with the fingernails, and it's played by members of the desert-dwelling caste of Rajasthani musicians called the Manganiyars. We met with a master musician, Laka Khan.
Thank you.
Music all the way from Rajasthan, right here in Edinburgh at the Edinburgh Festival. This is Laka Khan playing the sarangi, the Sindhi sarangi from Rajasthan, accompanied on the dholak by Papamir. And here to translate is Sharon. So the sarangi, how different is it, Lakaji, from the classical, the North Indian classical sarangi?
Yes, Sindhi sarangi hai.
This is a folk instrument which is mainly played in villages, and the classical sarangi is a little bigger, but the folk musicians can play that also. The classical is mostly played in cities and towns. The sarangi, Sindhi sarangi, is smaller and it's played in villages.
And the piece that we just heard, this is Rag Bhairavi. So that is a classical North Indian rag. But is it based in folk music? Is it based in Rajasthani folk music?
The
rag Bhairavi has it comes from four parts of the world. So he's singing the Sindhi Bhairavi. And it doesn't matter whether it's sung in classical or folk, the rag is rag. You can either sing it in a classical form or folk form.
I know that you're a member of the caste, the Manganiya. Can you tell me who they are exactly?
The Manganiyar community has patrons in among the kings, so which is the Rajput community. And they sing for every occasion for them, whether it's festive, it's child, it's marriage, it's rain, it's sun. They will sing for every, they sing for them.
But you have to be born into your caste or your community to play this particular instrument?
Sindhi sarangi, dhol.
The community plays four instruments, dhol, sarangi, kamaicha, and khartal, the clappers. You don't have to be born in the community, but their community plays these. But there is the Langa community also that plays the Sindhi sarangi. He is the only Manganiyar right now who plays a sarangi. The Manganiyars now play the kamaicha. It's also an ancient instrument, but he's the only Manganiyar who's left who's playing the sarangi.
And how many Manganiyas are there in the world? Is it a huge community? Is it a tiny community?
There are 120 villages, and there might easily be around 15 homes, and each home could consist of anywhere between 10 to 20 members.
Lakaji, would you play another piece of music for us and tell us what it is?
This is a bhajan by Meerabai in the Bhairavi Rag, where she's telling her soul not to leave her body and go to heaven, because she believes that being a human is the greatest gift she's got, and she doesn't want her soul to go away. So the song basically says that.
And who is Meerabai?
She was the daughter of a king, and she married herself to the god, Lord Krishna, and she was a saint in Rajasthan.
Ah!
मनुष्य जन्म दुर्लभ है राम नाम सिमरन से हुए आपको पिता गुण राम नाम सिमरन से दो तो पिता गुण हो राजा माने जग में मुझको साइन लिखा जा रे दुगी
a song about the Hindu saint Mirabai, in which she wishes she could remain a human being forever. Played in Rag Bhairavi by Rajasthani musicians Laka Khan on Sindhi Sarangi and Papamir on Dholak, the drum. Recorded specially for us here in Edinburgh just before they jumped on their flight back to India. One of the most interesting productions at this year's Edinburgh International Festival comes from Vietnam. Drought and Rain is essentially a dance piece drawing on the collective memory of war, using song as well as dance. The dancers on stage are women from Vietnamese villages, and the music draws on Vietnam's many rural traditions. I spoke to choreographer Er Sola and master musician and composer Nguyen Xuan Sun. Stage at the King's Theatre, which is one of the venues of the Edinburgh Festival, and I'm with the director of Drought and Rain, Er Sola, and the composer of the music in this show. Er, tell me about the role of music in telling this story, the story of war in Vietnam.
In Vietnam, the music, it is something very important. I remember when I was young, I was child, everybody sing. And when I came back to Vietnam, I remember everybody sing. And I love when we have the, after lunch, we take a rest. And when you can hear the neighbors who song and sing, it was a beautiful moment. Now, not much people think anymore. And is the
not many people sing anymore in Vietnam.
In daily, nothing. And it is the radio, it is the rock, it is the American music. So when I begin to work on this memory of war, it is, of course, about the memory of the Vietnamese people. And I remember when I was in Europe, people just knew Vietnam as the word they can put after Vietnamese people is war or food. And of course, that hurts me because finally the war is something, it is a horror, which will hide everything else and not let the person be the person with his own culture. And his own culture, of course, it is so many, 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 many things, especially for this zone where people are living with the oral culture. And the music in Vietnam is very diverse and strong and colorate and sad. And
very subtle. It's really beautiful, Vietnamese music. Sun, I'd like to ask you, what were the challenges of writing the music for Drought and Rain?
Nó là một cái rất là khó khăn với tôi, những cái bước đầu để mà...
It was something very difficult for me to work for the music for this piece. So in the beginning for me, it's difficult because I don't know nothing about the war. I don't really what means war, except that I hear some story through my family or some people. Also, the Vietnamese traditional music lost so much if we compare with before.
Traditional music was stronger before the war, and then after the war it started to disappear.
Nó biến đi vì những cái khó khăn của đời sống.
Yes, after the war, there is so many difficulties and people have to take care about. It became very difficult then for the musician, for master, the master of tradition, because then people forget. With all that difficulties, then the older master finally slowly die, and the rest of the people cannot receive from them things. They have to work, pick another things instead of playing their music because they need to eat. So all these added and.
And son, do you have a background in traditional music?
I'm the person who have studied directly from master.
Then what role do you think your music in this theatre piece, In Drought and Rain, can it make a difference? Can it make people more aware of Vietnamese music?
Of course, it's my hope that people will think and taking care and love it. But in the meantime, also in Vietnam today, the music, the traditional music, is just touristic music and is lost all quality. So I come back to the question you asked, how much is it hard for you to work in this piece with the traditional music? So how can I make a music with a very strong, high quality as traditional music, and with this quality in a piece which is very contemporary work?
So it's a big responsibility.
Dung.
Yeah, oui. Yes.
Music from Drought and Rain, French-Vietnamese choreographer Er Sola's meditation on the role of music in Vietnamese memories of war. She was joined by composer Nguyen Xuan Sun. You're listening to World Roots with me, Lucy Duran, here at the 2011 Edinburgh International Festival. In North Indian classical music, each rag is associated with a very specific time of day. This has often posed a problem for Indian musicians who invariably are asked to perform in the West at evening concerts. So do they remain authentic and only play evening rags, or do they break the rules and explore some of the very beautiful music associated with other times of day? Well, here in Edinburgh, fortunately, there's a tradition of morning concerts at the Queen's Hall. So the great North Indian sarod player Ustad Amjad Ali Khan has dedicated a concert to morning rags. He's the sixth generation in a line of great sarod players from the city of Gwalior in North India, and he particularly cultivates the Gayaki style of playing, which emulates the voice. I think that whatever time you hear this music, there is something special about the fact that it was played at the appropriate time of day. So here, accompanied on tabla by Satyajit Talwarkar from Bombay, is Ustad Amjad Ali Khan.
So there are many morning ragas. The next three ragas which I have decided to play. The first is Bhatiyar, and the second is Anand Bhairav, and third is Bhairavi. So thank you very much. It has been a great pleasure and honor to share our music, especially in the morning. It's very rare, and we look forward for such concerts. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
of 15 beat time cycle. Dina, dina, kat, kadhi, dina, di, di. Din, kadina, dina, katta, dere, kata, dinda, kadinda, kadhi, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Thank you.
Ustad Amjad Ali Khan on sarod and Satyajit Talwakar on tabla, with music reflecting the mood of the morning here at the 2011 Edinburgh International Festival. That's all from World Roots for this week. Next week, I'll be at the Transcender Festival at the Barbican Centre in London for the Ecstatic Journey, a celebration of Sufi music from around the world.
Lucy Duran, this week's World Roots was produced by Peter Meanwell, and the programme returns at its new time of 10 o'clock next Sunday evening. World Roots is available for you to listen to again through the Radio 3 website, and on the World Music pages there you'll find more information about all the music in this week's programme. bbc.co.uk/Radio 3.
It's 1952. You're standing among the racks of LPs, remember those? In the flagship store of Liberty Record Shops at the junction of Madison Avenue and 50th Street in Manhattan. You're browsing idly through the discs when one of the clerks puts on a record of music that has everyone around you stand stock still and listen. Imagine hearing this for the very first time. Yes, there was a time not so long ago when virtually no one on the planet would have known the name Antonio Vivaldi. He's my composer of the week, every weekday this week at noon, and again in the evening at 6:30 here on BBC Radio 3.
And Donald MacLeod's new series of Composer of the Week, looking at the music and the life and music of Vivaldi, begins tomorrow. Well, the 2011 BBC Radio 3 Free Thinking Festival is very nearly upon us. It takes place at the Sage, Gateshead, from the 4th to the 6th of November, so just over a month away. Free thinking is a chance to come face to face with today's innovative thinkers, artists, scientists, and other public figures to debate ideas that are shaping the modern world. Well, the theme of the festival this year is change, looking at the mania for change that's sweeping the globe. You can get festival information and book your free tickets by contacting the Sage, Gateshead, and if you'd like to receive a festival brochure in the post, then send an email to freethinking@bbc.co.uk. And Free Thinking begins on the 4th of November. This is BBC Radio 3 on 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. Music through the night with Jonathan Swain from 12:30, but now at 11 o'clock, it's time for Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin.
Hello, on tonight's show, our second instalment of concert highlights from Django Bates' beloved Bird project, recorded at this year's Cheltenham Jazz Festival. And I'll be profiling the Revoice Festival, which takes place in London over the coming weeks, a celebration of international jazz voices in the company of vocalist and festival curator Georgia Mancho. Expect to hear sounds a bit like this.
Sum it up, my heart, in a word, once and for all. Sum it up and come before we stumble and fall. I'm the man you see, looking for a sign and a ball.
More sounds like that later on the show. And keeping the vocal theme going, here's Tina May with the Frank Griffith Big Band. Frank, who was born in Oregon, has been in the UK since 1996, and he's a busy musician, arranger and band leader, as well as an imposing presence on the jazz education scene. He's played with or arranged for the likes of Ron Carter, Lionel Hampton, Sir John Dankworth, Tony Coe and Norma Winston. So enjoy his swinging arrangement of Jimmy Van Heusen, Johnny Burke's Oh, You Crazy Moon, sung by Tina May.
Oh, you crazy moon, what did you do? When they kissed, they tried to say it was just in fun. Oh, you crazy moon, look what you've done. Once you promised me, you know, that it would never end. You should be ashamed to show your funny face, my friend. There they are, they fell in love, I guess you think you're smart. Oh, you crazy moon, you broke my heart. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do way they smiled, I saw that I was through. Oh, you crazy moon, what did you do? When the kiss they tried to say it was just in fun. Oh, you crazy moon, look what you've done. Once you promised me, you know that it would never end. You should be ashamed to show your funny face, my friend. There they are, they fell in love. I guess you think you're smart. Oh, you crazy moon, you broke my heart.
That was Oh You Crazy Moon, sung by Tina May with the Frank Griffith Big Band, taken from the very recent CD called Holland Park Non-Stop. And if big bands are your thing, the BBC Big Band plays Stan Kenton's music at the Royal Northern College of Music in Manchester on Tuesday the 18th of October, conducted by Jigs Wiggum. Well, next here's a band that Jazz Lineup will be recording at this year's London Jazz Festival, led by pianist and composer Sam Leake. Aquarium have a self-titled debut album out on the Babel label. Aquarium draw on a breadth of influences from minimalist, funk, post-bop and free jazz. In the band are James Alsop on tenor sax and bass clarinet, which we'll hear him play on this next track. Callum Gourlay is playing the double bass and Joshua Blackmore is playing the drums. So from the recording that pianist John Taylor says is a fine achievement, let's hear the opening track, Strangers.